Webb, queue us up for key check. For key Webb, radio check.
KY4 for radio check to KN4REN. I'm here in Yulima, Charlie, and I'm over in the Easley area.
I'm over here in Spartanburg by the mall on an HT.
There's a lot of cloud over here, buddy. I see you not. You really blast me over in Easley.
I hope this handheld would put out, but what you up to?
I'm standing for Sweet Mama. Some things back at the house.
I appreciate it. I didn't know if I was going to get out very good, but this HD seems to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. We're good. You're fine.
QM radio check.
Pretty good, K4CHY.
Speaking with you a few minutes ago, I moved my location here a little bit. Put the radio on the battery instead of the vehicle.
Like that last station said, you're back in Lima, Charlie.
Thank you. How do you like that Anytone for DMR and all that? Is it working pretty good?
I normally run off the hotspot, so you know, it don't take any power to get into the system, but the programming of the DMR stuff is a little bit of a bear, just in general. I've been doing DMR for about 5 years, so I've got a pretty good grasp on it, but getting in and learning the software and learning how the channels need to be set up and all that stuff, it's a little daunting to begin with, but I worked through it, so I imagine most anybody else can. Over.
I know Anytone sells their BridgeCom Wi-Fi unit that they're trying to sell or whatever, and it sounds like it's pretty good, but I don't know if I'm quite ready to step up to DMR yet. I'm still trying to figure out analog.
There are several options out there available for hotspots from something like the, I think they call it the SkyBridge, BridgeCom. Had a friend of mine that's got one of those, and yeah, it seems pretty decent. I've got one of the new OpenSpot 4 Pros, and I got that because it allows me to do cross mode. Normally, I couldn't have got into D-Star with a DMR radio, but with the Pro model, I can do that now. So that's why I went with it. And I mean, then you got a little cheap Chinese one you can get for, you know, probably $50 or so, and they get you in just as well. So there's a lot of options out there. I'd probably tend to start off with repeaters just to see how you like it before you sunk the money into something like some sort of hotspot over.
That KY4QM. I'm still looking. I'm still playing. Like I said, I'm happy with this Anytone handheld HD right now. It's really pretty good. I bought myself an Icon 735 on eBay and got a good deal on that, but it's not running.
Yeah, you're sounding really good now. I asked before, and then you were breaking up when you come back. What power level are you at right now?
At medium power. Medium power.
Sure, you're sounding really good then at medium power. I usually tend to go overboard on the HT and run it in turbo mode, but apparently you definitely don't need that. Over.
It seems this is hitting the repeater over there in Caesar's Head pretty good, which I'm really surprised that it's reaching out that far, but you're my second or third contact out of that, so it's pretty good.
You've got some, you know, white noise behind you, but other than that, it's your modulation is definitely coming way over the white noise, but definitely not an issue of medium power, and that is pretty surprising where you're at to get over to Caesar's Head. had something else, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, I was going to ask you, is KY4 Quebec Mike? Is that correct?
KY4 Quebec Mike, QM, Quebec Mike.
Because I've heard another station on here that I think it's like Quebec Oscar Mike, so I wasn't sure if you were one and the same or not, and apparently not. Anyway, the name here is Keith. Call sign is Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY. And I used to work from home, so I had the radio on all day long, but now I'm back in the office for a little while, but I'm usually listening in the evening times. Over.
Affirmative. Yeah, I'm QY4QM. I mean, sorry, KY4QM. I just got my extra, so I changed my call sign.
Yeah, I need to do that, too. I'm general now, and I'd kind of like to go ahead and see if I can't get the extra, too. Need to study up on some things. I basically went through the question pool on both of my levels and didn't have any issues, so hopefully it'll come that easy with the extra, too.
Well, I passed each of the exams on my first attempt, but I studied like crazy. And a lot of people say, well, you got the general, what do you need the extra? To me, it was just a matter of the priority or what, you know what I mean, extinct, whatever. I'm not even sure what I'm trying to say here, but, you know, the pride.
I don't think I'd have as much problem nowadays as I once would, but... I got my license in 2017, so I've got a little bit of time under my belt, and I'm sure you know how active this repeater is. There's a lot of good information comes across this repeater, so I've learned a lot since then, so I'm hoping I won't, I'll be able to just go through the question pool again like that and be able to come out on the other side victorious. Over.
There's a lot of stuff. There's like 650 questions that it can draw from, and most of it's not math. Everybody freaks out that it's math, but it's not. It's just questions that they ask. And like I said, I studied for about a week and a half. I went from zero to extra in like 6 weeks, so I kind of worked hard at it.
You did. Yeah, I took my technician, and... on that test, I missed general by 3 questions, so had intentions on going to the next test session and getting my general, and ended up getting 6. I had to put it off another month, so yeah, I went to general in a couple of months anyway.
Yeah, I did take the technician to general when I passed the technician. I have to say, I bombed that big time.
How well I did get through, you know, the general with only missing 3, because I had went through the technician pool and had not even looked at the general pool, and just, you know, it don't cost you any extra to try it, so I tried it, and I hit a lot closer than I ever thought it would have.
That's what I did. It was a freebie, and I went for it. They didn't even tell me how many I got right or wrong. I bombed out, so I just moved on.
Live again this fight another day. But anyway, I'm going there and get me a late lunch. I was out cut some grass and all before it got too deathly hot out there. And good talking to you. What was the name on that end again?
And I'll tell you, I'm real bad about grabbing call signs and names on my end. I'm terrible, so I'll get a log together with QRZ. I don't know if that'll help, but my name is Roy.
Sweat it, because I know that pain, too. And, yeah, I don't know that I'd recall yours next time, but we'll see. Anyway, it's KN4CHY. The name here is Keith, and I'm over in Seneca. Good talking to you, and I'll look forward to catching you around here again sometime. Gotta go get me something to snack on. Catch you later, 73.
73, chomp, chomp, chomp. Eat up.